Chavtesel Medbez at the bottom. Yosef Rav Ovin Rav Yitzchak Barebi Kamed Rav Yirmiya. Rav Ovin and Rav Yitzchak Barebi were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya. The Komenamnim Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya was dozing off. And Nimnum is where you're awake enough to hear what's going on. And if somebody says something to you, you can answer. But you can't initiate a conversation. So he heard what was going on, but he wasn't really with it. According to Bar Poda, it says that if you made a neder that these netiyos are going to be kodesh until they're cut, so if you're poda them, they become kodesh again till they're cut. So tifshot. So from that we can learn the following halacha. The boy Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia had the following shaila. Hanosin shtei prutos leisha. Man gives a woman two prutos and he says, V'omer lo ba'achas iskach le'ayom. One of them I want to marry you today. That should be, the kedushin should be chal today. U'ba'achas iskach le'achas yagar sheikh. The other one will be chal, if I divorce you, then I want to marry you again from what's it called, with this pruta. So like we said, you can marry somebody that shouldn't be chal till after 30 days. You give her the money now, and the kedushin really is potentially chal now, and only takes effect after 30 days. Same thing over here. Can it take effect after the gerushin? Same thing over here. He made it hekdish for now. Then he was going to be poled. But since he said till it's cut down, it's as if he now made it hekdish potentially now for when he'll be poled. So since you see the hekdish can be chal after the pidyon, right? So the kedushin can be chal after the gerushin also. Hachinami dahavi kedushin. So you see from here that it's a kedushin. Isser behu Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya woke up. Amar lahu maikom adamisin. With no comparison. Pidon hu lepidom acherim. There's no comparison where he redeemed it or somebody else redeemed it. If he redeemed it, it never left his rishus. So memela, what's it called? It's possible to say that he was makdish it now, and potentially all the times that it'll remain not cut down, because it never left his rishus, right? And what's it called? But if somebody else was pulled it, then it went out of his rishus. So he doesn't have rishus over anymore. Then his original hekdesh can't be chal. It's not in his rishus anymore. Hachiyom Rabbi Yochanan, pidon hu chozos to kedoshos. And Rabbi Yochanan talks said like that. If he was poda it, they become kodesh again, because his initial kedusha now takes effect after the pidyon. Pidom acherim, if somebody else was poda it, so it's not in his rishus anymore. Ain chozos to kedoshos. Then they don't become kodesh again because they're out of his rishus. The isha kipidu acherim damya. The woman, once she's divorced, is out of his rishus. And she is not, the Ran here is famous Ran, Lamed Omer Aleph in Nedarim. The Ran says that by kedushin it doesn't work that it's a joint effort. Right? The man is Mekadosh the Isha and she accepts the kedushin, and it's like a kinyan that works on two sides. Somebody is the Kona and somebody is the Makna. By kedushin it's totally the man doing. Like the Kiyikachi, he does everything. What does she do? Look pretty, smile, and be mafka herself. Doesn't object. So she's not a part in the kedusha. And therefore, when it's out of his rishus, when she's back in her own rishus, the parties to the kedusha are no longer involved. Because she wasn't a party to the kedusha, she was an object in the kedusha. And therefore, the fact that she's still in her rishus doesn't affect at all the original kedusha. So it's out of his rishus completely. And the mela, what's it called, it can't be chal again. Just like somebody else was pulled to the hektish. Itmar nami, omer avami, omer av Yochanan, lo shonu elish pidonhu. The only time that it becomes kodesh after he's pulled it is if he's pulled it. Avo pidom acherim, if somebody else was pulled it, where it went out of his rishus, ain't chozos ikadoshos. He doesn't have power to make it kodesh when it's in somebody else's rishus. So enochanami, he made it kodesh for when after it will be nifte, before it will be cut down, but that's only if it's still in his rishus then. And the mela by a woman, the same thing. He only can makadesh her as long as she is in his rishus and she agrees. But once she's once there's gerushin, she's no longer in reshus, and therefore, what's it called, the kedushin can't be chal again. Okay, automatically. Rashi. Lebar poda d'amar pedon chosus the kocho, so afil la'achar shenikzu choser upodon. Right, this Rashi is doesn't make any sense. It's even afilu la'achar sheniftu. When Rashi here, they say that the word niktzu is a mistake in all the Rashis, and it should say la'achar sheniftu choser upodon. After they're nifta, they become kodesh again. He has to be poda them again because la'achar sheniktzu they're not kodesh anymore. Kivshel to boy Rav Oshia, hachi nami davi kedushi. Dichi hechi dehasam. Amr lo la'achar shagir gar sheikh. She yotza meshusav. She tiskadesh. Just like over there, when after she's divorced, she's out of his reshus. But what's it called? Hainu dumia the la'achar sheniktzu. She yotza meshus hegdish the matzich lupdia. Here again, la'achar sheniftu. After they'll be nifta, they'll go out of reshus of hegdish. They still need pedia again because the kedusha comes back. Same thing over here. The Kedusha comes back because I was Mekadosh you potentially for the time that, what's it called, after you'll be divorced. Morris says, no, there's no comparison. Pedon, hu hamakdish kodim she niftu chosros of the Kedoshas. La'achar she niftu. Right? If, what's it called, the Makdish was poda it, and then it was before it was cut, he has to be, the Kedusha comes back from his original Kedusha. The Hoel, the Huhikdishan, Afagav, the Chazer, Updon, Chozer, Suktoshas, La'achar Sheniftu. Right? They become Kodesh again, even after the Pidyon. Pidom Acherim, Kodim Sheniktsu. If somebody else was Poldit, Ein Chozer, Ukedoshas, La'achar Sheniftu. They don't become Kodesh again after they're redeemed. The isha shekonsa atzma beget midas atzma ain't cholin aleha kedushin dechashipedo acherim dami. It's like somebody else was poda when out of the person's reshus. Same thing over here. After the gerushin, she's no longer in his reshus. De ain cholzo sukdoshus legabi isha nami ena mekudeshus. Okay. Mishnah hanoder miyordei hayam. Person made a nether that he's not going to have any hanoa from those people that go down to the sea, the sailors. Mutter b'yoshvi abosho. He's mutter with people who don't go down to the sea, who stay on the dry land. M'yoshvi hayabosho. If he made a nether, he's not going to have any hanoa from people who are on the dry land, who what's landlubbers. Then osur b'yordei hayam. He's osur also for people who go or sailors, because sailors eventually don't spend their whole life in the sea; they come back on the land. So they're also landlubbers, even though they're sea goers. Shiyordei hayam b'chlal yoshvi abosho. Because the people who go into the sea are part of people who live on the dry land. Right? Lo ke'elu shecholchin mi'aku liyafo, and not like the ones who only go for a short trip, right, in a boat, from aku to yafo, elu misha darko lefaris, somebody who's a sailor, who normally spends weeks at a time, those are the people who are called yordei hayam. We'll see the Gemara says two different pshatim. Rashi, Hanoder shelo yehena miyordei hayam mutar lehanos miyoshvi abosha, v'hanoder milehanos miyoshvi abosha also lehanos miyordei hayam shehein nomi miyoshvi abosha hein shesofin lotzeis. They're eventually going to come back to the dry land. Nobody lives in the sea forever. Masha omer yordei hayam bichlal yoshvi abosha lo ke'elu yordei hayam aholcha miyakul yafo. That which it says that the people who are yordei hayam are included in Yoshvei Yabosha, not just the people who go for a short trip. That for sure, they're Yoshvei Yabosha. Their short trip doesn't take them out of being landlubbers. Not only them, but even sailors are also Bechlal Yoshvei Yabosha. That's how one pshat in the Gemara. Rav Papa, Rav Acha, Berei, the Rav Ika, Chad Masni HaReisha, the Chad Masni HaSeifa. One said this last part of the Mishnah goes on the Reisha, and one said it goes on the Seifa. Manditani HaReisha, Masni Hachi. The one who said it goes on the Reisha explains it like this. Hanoder miyordei hayam. The person who made a nether, he's not going to have any hanoa from sailors. Mutter biyoshvi abasha. He's mutter with people who stay on the dry land. They're not sailors. Habi yardei hayam osir. But mashma from people who do go into the yam, he's osir. The lo ke'elu, but not what's considered yardei hayam, lo ke'elu ha'holchim yakul yafim. The halin yoshve yaboshin. Not people who just go for a day's journey in the sea. They're not going to call yardei hayam, so he's not osir to them at all. He's only osir ola kanimisha darkim lifrosh, or people who are sailors. That's what he meant. He didn't mean people who once in a while take a little ferry trip. He's talking about people who are sailors. That's who he asked. Uman de masni ha-seifa, the one who learns it on the seifa, masni hochi. Hanodr miyoshvi yabosha, osr biyor de'ayam. Person made a nether, he's not going to have any hanoah from anybody who lives on the dry land, so he's osr yor de'ayam on sailors too, because eventually they'll be back on the dry land too. V'lo be'elu ha-ochim yakul yafu bilvad. And not only is he usher to sailors who take short trips, so they're surely considered what's it called, Yoshve Yabosha, Elafilu Mishadarko Lifrosh, even somebody who's a sailor who's months away from home, still he's called Yoshve Yabosha, because eventually he's going to come back on the dry land. Ho the Sofal Yabosha Solik. Rashi Hahochim Yaku Liyafu Usher Bilvat. Right, when he said Yorde Hayam, he doesn't mean people take short trips, he means sailors. But he would hold Lechora on the Reisha that even people who take short trips are called what's it called? Yorde Hayam. That's what they would argue. That what would be the people who are, when he says people who are sailors, what does he mean? According to the first Mandiyomer, right, sailors only mean people who take extended ocean voyages. But people who go for a short time aren't also even from Yorde Hayam. And according to the Seifa, according to the other one who learns on the Seifa, so it's going on the fact that he's mutter. What's it called? When he says Yoshve Yabosha, it includes even sailors, right? Not just people who go for short trips, but in the ratio where he asserted Yorde Hayam, it would include even people who go for short trips.